This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Sarah Love and Mice Diggy on FUBAR Radio.
Oh, Bob, yo, this is Killer Keller. This here is
Mice Diggy, Sarah Love.
FUBAR Radio.
Exclusive.
Shout out to Remix. Killer Keller. That's my boy right there, Killer Keller. Back out from the... I haven't seen him for a while, but all of a sudden, it's good to see that, man. Like, this guy, for those who don't know, that intro there is by a very famous beatboxer named Killer Keller. People should know him from... he got bigged up by Pharrell. He got a co-sign.
Oh, did he? I don't even know. I'm so old school.
Pharrell began in
Scratch Perverts, which was kind of controversial because Scratch Perverts is the DJ crew, the well-famous DJ crew that won off DMC titles and stuff like that. And then they brought Keller through as the beatboxer.
Oh, did they? See, I didn't even know that.
And then, like, out of that, his career launched, which led him to collaborating with Pharrell.
And Pharrell actually got him a deal. From what I remember, he got him a record deal and whatnot. But I bumped into Keller a couple times now, and he was kind enough to just go, yo, Mice, I love what you lot are doing.
Aww.
Here's a little intro. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing but a chicken limb. You know, when you join certain groups in the upper echelons, these sort of things happen. You know what I mean?
As the benefits of the Illuminati.
Yeah. You didn't have to say that, but...
sorry.
Yeah, you know, I mean, let me throw up the sign right quick anyway.
The Trump sign. But yes, you are tuned into FUBAR Radio. And before we get into things any further, we got to say a thank you to our homeboy, our brother from another, Ian
Boldsworth, a.k.a. MC Boldsworthy. And we want to hear bars next week, bro. I said it wrong, innit? We want to hear bars next week. Yeah,
there.
I got the bars. When you say it, you got bars, yeah? Otherwise, it just doesn't really...
It doesn't resonate. You're not communicating. In the same way. You're not pronouncing it correctly. Yeah. But yes, he's been taking care of you for the last 2 hours. You can listen again to that and all shows on FUBAR Radio on the website. Last week, Mice, you were away, so you missed our interview with one of the Wailers, as in Bob Marley and the Wailers, Junior Marvin.
I heard about it, though.
That was amazing.
That's some famous ass shit right there. Remember, you only get to hear things like this right here on FUBAR Radio each and every Monday from 4 till 6 p.m. GMT. We heard about America, the clocks going back and all that. So
let me
just put
us.
GMT out there so that people realize it's Greenwich Mean Time. I don't even know what that means, but it always sounds cool whenever I type 4 p.m. and put in brackets GMT. I always feel a bit more official when I do that shit. So I'm going to keep doing that. And just remember, right here, this is the hip-hop show where we give you exclusives like that. You get to speak to or hear voices of members from, come on, the Wailers, Bob Marley
and
the Wailers.
That's so certified legendary. Like,
what
it
more
was
do
amazing,
you lot need?
The stories he was telling us. And so you have to listen back to that. FUBARradio.com/shows/hip-hop. Also, last week, Kashmir and Zygo,
Strange Universe, they performed live
and they had, like, equipment set up in the studio and everything. It was really fresh.
Someone poured water on Zygo and then he multiplied. Is that true? Someone told me that shit, but I don't know if that... Yeah, see? Lissy saying, yep.
Yeah.
You're damn right.
You have to watch the video to check that out.
Crazy.
And so, yeah, we'll bring you all that goodness right here first. And today on the show... Wow, it's going to be so much fun. We have a really dope big up coming up, and we're going to be speaking to someone very special in Brooklyn for that as well. So you're
Brooklyn
going to have
or
to
Long hold, Island?
Brooklyn. Yes, this is a surprise special guest, Mice.
Oh, see, you lot keep killing me with the surprises, man.
You know, just humble brag.
Humble brag jugglers.
And also, we got our special guest later on in the show, too, Rock Marciano.
Woo! Oh, that's the Long Island
connection.
Iced tea right there. You know what I mean?
And of course, we're bringing you the investigation as we always do with Mysec Hayes. And we've got a massive open mic as well. And so we're going to let you know what dope MCs we've got in the house this week. And brand new music for you as well. Jam Baxter, Juggernaut, Straight Out of Knots. Mm. So much to get through today. So let's hit you with something completely fresh. This is a quick little verse courtesy of Elsie. This is FUBAR Radio with myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, Mice Diggy, a.k.a. the voice of chocolate velvet cake. Melting in your earlobes, mother lovers.
Yeah. I'm just a kid from Detroit who starts scribbling. Uh-huh.
harvest. You be 14 in August with whispers like a walrus. I observe as a youth, the restless investors is bulletproof. From drama on the streets to problems under my roof. The city ain't been the same since the block got scorched from all the riots. They say they used to sleep on their porch, at least that's what I heard. Eavesdropping on card games, sneaking to sip Miller in the era of thriller. You feel the chill up your body, how mommy tells you to get down from shots busting out the window of a Monte Carlo. They found Marlo lying dead with his Marlboro, half lit by some half-wit who lost his marbles. It wasn't retaliation, some fiends in the alley chasing his first high. First by what he saw, and now he basing. I'm just giving you my views. That made me confused, like seeing bones with no shoes. Who's begging to buy booze? My cousin abused drugs, grandma blew trues. Was too young to know greens can take away your blues. Or the crack, or the liquor from the lack, or the figures of being stacked. Niggas black from the back, or the trigger. They might point it at themselves when living on 12. Dreaming to get rich, scheming while demons move stealth. To think about what they drove and the way they were clothed. Have your family ever had to heat your house with a stove? Refrigerator on E, your kitchen full of mouse traps. Eating ramen noodles to someone in your house snaps. You would sneak off the block and get your mouth slapped, probably. In front of your friends, your mama plans undoubtedly. Was trying to get you out of harm's way where they set off fire alarms and firearms break on 12th Street.
I was about to say, you might have to reload this right
I know,
here.
That was... that,
for one verse, that's not fair. It's literally not fair.
It's against the rules.
Jeez.
Against the rules. That was Will Sessions, brand new, Knowledge of 12, featuring Elzai. That's the Detroit Funk Ensemble, and that's their first collaboration since they hooked up with Elle for that 2011 mixtape. Remember that? Remember that Elmatic? That was dope too. And the beat is entirely performed by Will Sessions. So, you know, you heard that here first on FUBAR Radio with myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, Mice Diggy. That's right, the hip-hop show, bitches and bitchettes.
And, you know, we like to start the show on the right foot because I think there's so many good things going on in the world that, you know, we need to salute and acknowledge and keep these things in the front of people's minds. Like, there's, I think people are so bombarded with negative news that it's easy to think that everything's crap and everyone's evil. But the truth is that there's a lot of cool people in the world doing good things. So for every act of terrorism, you know, there's a billion acts of kindness happening out there.
True.
For every whack track, you know, there's 100 classic albums, you know. And so I think it's our duty on this show to really make sure that we give a shout out to the correct people. This week, I thought it was only right that we sent out a
big up
to the one and only Sean Price, a.k.a. Sean P, because it's his birthday this
AKA
week.
A.k.a. Poo.
Poo.
You got to say it like that.
Yeah, it's true. That's another one. You got to get the pronunciation
right.
Correct.
You messed that up. I don't know.
I'll hand over to you.
Poo.
That's the best of it I could do.
All right,
it's his birthday on the 17th of March.
Man.
And sadly, he passed away 2015. But, you know, the legacy lives on through the music and through the people that, you know, he worked with and through all the fans. Like, he was also known as Ruckus or Ruck as one half of the duo Helter Skelter. That's how I first got introduced to Sean Poo. And alongside his partner, Rock, in that group. And he was a member of Boot Camp Click. And, you know, I was so moved. I mean, I was just saddened and shocked that when I heard that he had passed. But within 4 days of him dying, fans had crowdfunded $73,000 in support of his family, Mice.
That says a lot, man. That says a lot.
Not just about, you know, that says a lot about people, too, you know. And this is what I'm talking about, how we need to remember the good in people. That way takes over from any of the negative stuff that's going on there. And also how he touched people through his music. His Drew Hart of Duckdown Records, he said Jay-Z also donated $50,000. And Eminem's Shady Records donated $10,000 too in support of Sean Price's family. You know, which I just think is an amazing gesture. In 2011, he formed the group Random Acts, that was with Guilty Simpson and producer Black Milk. I love that track, Monster Babies, that they had. And last year on this show, we caught up with Guilty Simpson, and he actually spoke to me about working with Sean Price.
I just thought it was dope. Just like you said, we were all separate artists, so we could break apart and do things. And by us having Black Milk, we had an in-house producer. And, you know, I just really feel like we were just scratching the surface before Sean P. passed. You know, God bless the dead. You know what I'm saying? We miss him every day. But we were just really scratching the surface on what we were going to do as far as the group was concerned. We were working on our second project when he passed. So, you know, shout out to his family. And what we'll do is we'll just continue to keep his music alive through us and, you know, any vehicle that they choose to spread the word. You know, I just support it, you know. But, yeah. It's kind of a fresh wound when we talk about Random Acts. But yeah, Sean P is one of a kind and will forever be missed.
For real, man.
Powerful, man.
He was one of a kind and such a charismatic dude.
And funny, you know, like hardcore as fuck, but at the same time had this sincere side to him. I remember hosting a gig with a 279 put on Sean Price Live, and I was hosting it. And then... you know, it was after the show and there was a bunch of people backstage and whatnot. And he was sitting there, you know, chatting to people and whatnot. And I was outside and then people were going, "Oh, can you get Sean Price to sign this?" And I was like, man, this is awkward, because I didn't think he wanted to do it. Obviously, like I'm saying, the hardcore side, I was like, man, he probably don't want to do this. So, but I went anyway. I said, look, I'll ask, but I don't know what's going to happen. It was good, easy 50 or something people outside waiting. I went in. And I was like, Sean, yeah, there's a bunch of people, they want you to sign some stuff. And he just went, "Oh, work?" And he just got up and went out there and did everybody, signed for everybody, took pictures with everybody. Like, he was a real dude, man.
A bigger than life dude.
Yeah,
you
larger
know,
than life,
so
for sure.
Just so much character. And the time when I was sort of like, oh my God, Sean Price. I was in New York at the Duckdown Records anniversary party, and I saw him there. I was just like, oh wow, fangirled out. And also who was there is the guy we have on the line right now, who I know, Sean Price, he called you one of his top five Brooklyn MCs on the line. General Steel of Smith & Wesson. Are you there? Can you hear us?
Yo.
Yes, loud and clear, loud and clear. Peace.
Salute.
People out there, how y'all doing?
Yeah, man, good, man. Good to hear your voice, brother.
Likewise.
And, you know, I just thought it was so important, like this week, it being Sean's birthday, to like us just to take that moment to remember him, which is, it's not something, it's wonderful to me to see just still how people continually are just blasting his music around and everything. But you know, what was he like to you as an artist? Like, how would you sum him up?
Oh man, some Sean Price up. Wow. to me, he was more than an artist, because I knew him before the music. And if you knew him before the music, then you knew he always was like that. He loved his people. He always had that funny side, and he had that serious side, because his life really wasn't all, you know, cookies and cream growing up in Brownsville. So, I mean, I can sum them up a lot of different ways. One that I think that people will be able to identify with, for us on both facets, to Boot Camp Click, Sean Price is like the Richard Pryor to Boot Camp Click.
Oh, my days. That's hilarious, but, man.
Yeah, because, you know, I always loved was when that love video that he did with Pharaoh Montreux, it was like the Sean Wah interview.
Sean Wah, yeah.
Oh, man. the fact that he's in tune with the arts speaks volumes. Mm. You know, he was not just a rapper. He was he said something to me one time. He's kicked a rhyme to me, and he's like, yo. I said, yo, where you get all this stuff from? He said, it's useless information.
Yeah, I heard about that.
It's like we take all of this stuff throughout our whole lifetime, and some people just, like, are able to regurgitate it back in the form like a Picasso. Like, if I cross the world, and this is my version of how I see the globe, and I can create something beautiful off of just my thoughts or what I have accumulated through those years. Others just kind of forget. Mm. I'm glad you spoke to that, you know, keeping the legacy alive, because it's a lot of great things that we have seen in our time, and he's definitely one of them.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, we've lived to see Biggie Smalls. Some of us have lived to see Tupac. We've lived to see Michael Jackson. We've lived to see James Brown and Gil Scott-Heron and all these different individuals who are a testament to our legacy as black people, Latino people, creative beings, and just children of the Most High.
Yeah,
you know? And it would be remiss to write any one of these people off because of their personal, faults or whatever the case may be. So I'm glad Sean is able to highlight that, and people understood him. You know, they understood him as a regular person with faults, but he's also great in what he does.
Yeah, and he's a real MC's MC.
Oh yeah, definitely.
That was the crazy thing. Like, I wanted to ask. Obviously, he's not here to do that. But would you? You know, like there was that sort of. There was a period we didn't really hear much after the Helter Skelter thing, and it was quiet for a couple of years. And then he came back, and it was just Sean Price. He kind of dropped the rock thing. And what happened there? What was the? He also sounded a bit more different. He sounded more. Mm-hmm. He was just like, fuck it, let me be ignorant now. This is what people want to hear. They don't, you know. It's like it's cool teaching people whatever. But people don't really want to hear that. And then he just skyrocketed to somewhere else where people were just like, I remember the 60 bar dash. Was it 60 bar dash or 60?
Yeah.
From then on, people just constantly talking about, and you're listening to Sean Price cracking up, just laughing at what he's saying. Do you know what caused that? What was the thought process behind
that transition?
I think definitely a transition. I think, every artist has that point where they're like, okay, what I'm doing, does it work? And I think also it was a competitive spirit that he had naturally with doing Helter Skelter work. When we left Priority, it was a deal. I don't know if it's some unspoken rule, but I'm about to speak on it right now. I don't care who get mad or
this
whatever.
This is FUBAR Radio, so you could say whatever the fuck you want.
Okay, straight. So what's real is that when Priority dropped Duck Down, they wanted to keep one artist.
Wow.
They chose to keep Rock Monster. They chose to keep Rock Miss Monster.
Wow.
But they let the whole label go.
Wow.
And it wasn't bad blood. It was just like our contract was up. We just had to do one more album with them, and we was good. They was going elsewhere. The game was going elsewhere. They wanted to stick with Rock. So that kind of left Rock out there.
Okay.
He'll never speak about it because that's his PNC. That's his partner.
And again,
I say it's not because of the bad blood. It's because these business decisions are put upon us out of necessity. Mm. You know, we artists by craft, by living, almost by religion.
Yeah.
So if the Helter Skelter is not working and you just want one half, I don't think Sean is going to go, yo, bro, it's all or nothing. He's gonna encourage his brother to go, you know what I mean, go get that.
Yeah.
So there was a time where we was just all floating around. You know, Smith & Wesson was floating around because we had the situation, the raucous that went defunct, so it would appear that nobody was working. And that whole time can put you in a dark spot. You could be like Denzel Washington on Mo' Better Blues, playing your flute in the corner to yourself. You know, so just my time of having going through depression and realizing it's on you to get out of it. And I think all of those things propelled him to just start being more honest with himself and with his life. And
that's what I
And I also just look, I want you to do the history too. Go to the last album that Helter Skelter did,
Magnum Force. Yeah.
You start hearing Ruck saying Sean P by probably like the third or fourth song.
Okay.
So he was already setting it up from then.
He was setting it up, and he would play songs for us because we wasn't used to hearing him use that.
Oh.
So he would play, he'd have one song, and he'll just play it like 50,000 times while we was on tour, driving in the truck or something like that. He was setting it all up. We just, he's Sean to us. He was just regular to us, so we just took it like as regular. Little did we know that he was cooking up something marvelous. He was going to the next level right there in front of us. So I listened to Magnum Force the other day, man, and I had to shed a tear because I'm like, wow, we so unsuspected. We live right around this stuff, but we're so oblivious to the things that's in front of us. We got to pay more attention because it's you know, it'll be gone before you know it.
It makes sense what you're saying, because I remember in the Helter Skelter days, people would talk more about Rockness Monster, obviously,
right,
having the voice.
He's way more animated. He's right there in your face.
In a sense, that's the good thing of a bad situation, is that then out of that, you know, people had to dig deep to find like another way to transport who they were as an artist.
And the beauty
of that is that we got all the development of Sean P.
He used to talk about the drug use. Even the little, like you kind of touched on the little, I remember hearing, you know, some of his mixtapes, and he'd be talking about my crew, you know, kind of little digs at the crew or whatever, but then saying we're still crew. Like, he was real honest, you know, he didn't care about saying the wrong thing, but then correcting himself or, you know, like topsy-turvy with it.
Sean Price is one of the realest people I ever met. One of the most honest brothers I ever met in my life.
Yeah, I can believe that, man.
And on all levels. And the person who can laugh at their own hardship, you know, that's a different kind of soul right there.
Nobody
want to keep it real, especially in hip-hop. Like,
and I think that's also what made him so approachable. You know, because he just had this aura of being, even though, like, he had this kind of hardcore edge, it was like he felt like a real approachable character, too.
Yeah. I met him in Brownsville. I want to say we was around eight years old or something like that.
Wow.
At this place called the Heritage House. You know, we wasn't busting no freestyles, and we wasn't talking about aspiring to be rappers, but we did have access to a studio in there. So when it was time for us to go do arts and crafts, we went by the music and stuff. Of course, the older guys wasn't letting us touch the computers and stuff like that, so we just kind of took the lessons in. But our camaraderie started way earlier, you know, and I'm glad I had an opportunity to see him then, because then when we went to school, me, him, and another brother named Terrence, well, we call him Norton.
Okay.
Now, I'm not really a funny guy. I have no jokes. Every once in a while, I say something snappy, right? But these two guys, is hilarious. So I went to school every day with these guys, and it's like when I think about them, it's like we was the original PNC or the original OGC, because we just was grooming each other, and it wasn't about hip hop. It was about just the camaraderie and the brotherhood. And we lived in the neighborhood, and we was going the same way to the school. So we was able to walk through the neighborhood that other people couldn't walk through. We get to see the wilderness, and we was learning how to deal with it at the same time. And we wasn't taking our lives like some people look at their situation and go, oh man, it's so hard. I live in the hood, I live in the slums, my mom's this, my dad's an alcoholic, all these cases may be. We would walk the walk all the way to school and crack jokes, and I'd listen to these guys. We would share ham and cheese sandwiches when we was eating pork. These guys, it's like they'll teach you how to be real. Like, you might not have these things where you hear guys talking about now. Being real means you got mad money, you got cars, you in the streets with it, you do all this. We wasn't doing none of that. It was just regular kids going to school, trying to survive, trying to walk past all the drug addicts, and trying to get back to our family and deal with our own things in our house. But we was able to embrace it in a way where it didn't destroy us. You know, where a lot of times you hear black male, black and Latino male won't make it to 25, like Pac and Big, you know, for example.
And you know, I think, like, yeah, no, I think this is all part of the legacy that, you know, Sean has continued through his music still now,
right.
You know, these same messages that you're talking about, the realness of life, not just like the show, showmanship of being flashy and everything. But also what I really appreciated with Sean too is that not all MCs know how to pick beats. And I think had good taste in music too.
He just was picky as hell, yo. That's it. He had great taste in music. Like he knows where he's at musically.
Yeah.
You know, even I've had discussions with him where he would scream at me. He was like, "Yo, come on with all that smart stuff, yo. Just rap, yo." I'm like, "Yo, I'm gonna do my version this way. You stick to that one, but I'm gonna mix it up a little bit." But he would get ticked off at me sometimes. Like, "Man, they don't fall all of that stuff, man."
Aww.
And like I think me and Rock were the ones who were pretty much like, we was the guys who like was the first ones rhyming in the crew and all of that. So we pretty much rhymed the water dropping, you know. It's not really a method to the selection of the beats. And when you got a guy like him, well, my beat has to sound like this. I need girth. I need woof woof. I need the boom boom. And then you like, that's perfect. Monkey Bars is perfect. Ooh. Like that's the Sean Price beat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Hard. And I mean, slow or fast, it's all his sound. Yeah, when he developed it, he just ran with it and then changed the game. And it's very inspiring.
Yeah,
very inspiring.
Definitely worldwide.
I wanted to ask about the work ethic as well, because, you know, most fans should have, when the news came, you should have been on YouTube looking at every single video of Sean Price crying or whatever.
Right.
And I remember there was one, he had some crew, I think it was at his crib or at the studio, but he was playing new stuff off the computer and everyone was going crazy. And then it made me think about his work ethic, like how much he'd put out, obviously all the mixtape stuff, the albums as well. But it seemed that he just had like a heavy artillery of music coming out. And did you guys know about it, like how much he was doing, or do you know where that stemmed from? Or
Sean would call me and start rhyming. He's the only one, though. He's the only one that do that.
Well, the first thing, well, you're like, "Hello," and then he just go into it.
Yeah, he just start spitting. Blah, blah,
Jesus.
Blah. He's like, "Yo, I can't say no more. I can't say no more ignorant stuff than this, yo. I don't know what to do this." And we'll laugh about it. And he's like, yo, let's just make raps, man. Let's just, you know, that, and we'll... That'll be the extent of our conversation. No, let's have a meeting. Like, I'm gonna be in the studio. La la la, come through. You know, I'm working on a project with Lil Fame. It's stupid. I want you on a song. Yo, whatever you need from me, bro.
Oh,
then it comes time for me to get him on one of my projects. Like when I did the first time when I came out with my solo joint and I did Welcome to Bucktown, I sent him a beat. He ain't like it. All right, I sent him another beat. He ain't like it. I said, "I'm not sending you no more beats." That's it. He said, "Yo, man, send me anything. Whatever you send me, I'm going to get on it. And I sent him this joint called Riot, and it was, like, perfect. He killed it. It was like, and from there, I think that once he started getting, like and as, you know, a little bit more mature in his development, he just started really experimenting with himself, if that makes sense. You know, he's like, okay, This is me, the character. What do I want to hold back? Nothing. So pretty much, give me the beat that make me sound like that. I'm going it, and he would go. So I was able to get him on a couple of other things afterwards, which I wasn't able to get other boot camp members on. Like even the Tech, for example. Like Tech is another picky beat guy, you know. And like Buckshot is a peculiar beat guy. Like he likes a specific kind of. He likes these airy kind of tracks that make you, you know, take you into space and all that. So I'm like, okay, I gotta have this type of style for a Buck. Buck is way easier to pick than a Sean Price.
Oh.
Let's just say that.
But I can imagine there must be like so much music that we're still yet to hear as well, Sean's.
He has probably been recording every day since the last album we heard. He has a ton of music that is spread out in the world, and I'm glad you guys brought this up, because I want to send a message to all those people out there that got Sean Price files. Like, his wife right now needs to be respected.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, that's the legacy. It's about his wife and his children. It's not about all you side random rappers that he blessed you with a verse, and now you're trying to put it out like you, like y'all go back to cost, like car seats or something like that. Y'all just, y'all gotta respect this man's legacy. Whatever files you got should be automatically handed over to his queen.
Definitely.
Automatically, just for GP. You should not be talking about putting out no album with Sean Price unless you get clearance from his wife. Period, point blank. Anybody out there talking about Sean Price and they ain't got clearance from Bernadette Price, I wouldn't support it at all.
No, definitely.
They on the borderline of getting dealt with in a whole different kind of way, especially when it comes to cats like me, because I don't take that for lightly at all. I think that if you share the experience with him, then that's a glorious thing. Now you can't take that as yourself, as your way, and say, "Well, I own this." You met Sean in a time and a season. You know, you will always be a part of that legacy, but that's not yours. You know what I mean? That's not yours. And right now, currently, he has a project that his wife Bernadette Price just finished mixing the last song. It's called Imperious Rex. And that was some of the last stuff that he was recording right before he passed away. And he was in a zone, okay? He said he couldn't take it no further, but I think when people hear this, it's going to be very interesting in what he did with his craft at that point. He got a lot of beautiful songs in it, and I definitely want to underline Bernadette 10 times, because she is not a rapper.
No.
She don't know about studio work. She don't know the grunt work of being in the studio for hours and hours and hours, but she did it.
She's making it happen.
She did it with the help of Dan the Man. Dan the Man is somebody who's mixed a lot of Sean Price stuff, so he know how Sean has to sound. Like, it has to be a marriage of what you're trying to give to the people. When you hear it, it should just melt on your ears. It shouldn't be hard to listen to, hard to digest. And I think he got that. At some point, he got that.
Yes.
If you give them too much words, or you give them too much garble, you're going to have to explain yourself. But it's like, yo, I'm going to give it to you, and this is exactly what it is, and that's it.
Definitely feel it in his. I cannot wait to hear this new music, and we'll definitely be supporting that right here.
I know you guys are going to love it. I already know how you guys do it. Y'all mess with the good stuff. Y'all do the good stuff. So I think you guys are going to love this stuff. And just real quick, I want to just speak to... One time when we were in the studio one time, this is just to speak to his work ethic. He was recording something in the studio. I forget if it was his session or if it was a boot camp session, but he was the first guy there. I was the second, and he had a spliff rolled up. So when I got there, I was like, "Yo, spark that up." He's like, "Nah. I'm going to wait till I finish writing my rhyme, call my rhyme. Then I'm going to spark that spliff." I said, "Whoa, I like that."
That's the reward. That's wicked to hear you that.
You know what I mean?
That's the reward.
I'm in the studio going, "Word, I'm making up some dope stuff while I smoke." I'm already there.
That's lovely.
And you have to definitely come and visit us next time that you're in London. Come through to the show.
We'd love
to have you here. And thank you so much for sharing your words with us about Sean. I love y'all, man.
You already know. Hey, Sound of Love, I found the old picture of me, you, and Tech. I got to see what I did with it. I'm send it. I'm going to post it up probably one day this week, or Throwback Thursday or something.
Man.
Oh my gosh, please.
I love what y'all are doing, man. You got to keep this alive, man.
Of course. The
culture is rich, and people need to, they need to receive that.
Definitely. Thank you so much, sir. It's lovely to talk to you, and we love you guys too, and cannot wait to catch up with you. And it was only correct, of course, in a salute and a special happy birthday shout out to Sean Price
that
we
paid. Happy birthday, Sean.
Yes. We paid some.
Go on, Sarah, do the pee. Do the pee. Yeah, she got it.
I need to warm up to it. But no, it was
dig
only
deep,
yeah,
dig
in
deep.
It from the diaphragm.
Yeah, that's
but,
it.
It was only correct that we played some music from Sean Price, and for me, I need any excuse to play this track featuring Pharoah Monch, and this was taken from
this is
I love
huge,
the video
man.
For this joint as well, so I'm going to be disturbing the neighbours of the radio studio right now as I turn this one
on.
Still, thank you so much for talking to us today. Lots of love, okay?
Thank you, brother.
Thank you. King and Queen, thank you both. Salute.
Nigga. When they see him, they say that's that nigga. His last name should be that's that nigga. Sound kinda nice, that's that nigga. Never catch him with them plastic half-ass niggas. When you hear it, you should hashtag niggas. Since birth, a little bastard-ass nigga. White people, please do not recite the chorus. If you do, we'll wash your mouth with Lavoris. Nigga!
Listen. And the boy better, I do it for real. You acting Andrew Lloyd Webber. Real McCoy leather from the back of the cow raft. The culture power will kill you, fucking the full blast. I said the same thing twice. Telephone guns, my nigga, the thing ring twice. You a cock diesel nigga, extra ginseng type. I'm a pop eagle nigga when the thing ring price. Sean is the first name. Fit fire first, motherfucker, the first flame. Earthlings leave their face in the street. You pick up your face and wait for police. But the father do floss. I make your mom suck my dick with barbecue sauce. Motherfucker.
Nigga. When they see him, they say that's that nigga. His last name should be that's that nigga. Sound kinda nice, that's that nigga. Never catch him with them plastic half-ass niggas. When you hear it, you should hashtag niggas. Since birth, a little bastard-ass nigga. White people, please do not recite the chorus. If you do, we'll wash your mouth with Lavoris. Nigga!
Bafashiki, full fist knocking, you rocking, you die for leaving. Pop your BB for rocking the hot bikini. Transgender, blam blam, leaving your man injured. You perpetrating the fraud, penetrating the Floyd. Wild dance moves, you be demonstrating on boys. Two slaps and I'm dead in ya. Give a nigga a lesson on how to catch a predator. Nigga, I'm a wild on every nigga cross-dressing the essence of Tyler Perry. Fucking can-can dancing, blam blam and son, shucking and jiving, man tan advancing. I show no love, bozo thugs when you throw those duds. I ain't believing in y'all, make your mom suck my dick with blue cheese on my balls.
Nigga. When they see him, they say that's that nigga. His last name should be that's that nigga. Sound kinda nice, that's that nigga. Never catch him with them plastic half-ass niggas. When you hear it, you should hashtag niggas. Since birth, a little bastard-ass nigga. White people, please do not recite the chorus. If you do, we'll wash your mouth with Lavoris. Nigga!
White people don't recite the chorus. I always enjoyed that chorus. That, of course, was Sean Price, barbecue. What were you going to say, Mice?
Do you know what Lavoris is, though? Because I don't know. I didn't really know. I just had to guess that it was something to do with bleach or...
It's one of them kind of things.
Something that you don't want in your mouth, basically.
It's one of them kind of things. That was Sean Price featuring Pharaoh Monch, barbecue sauce, produced by Evidence and Babu, that track. I love that beat as well. That was from the 2012 Mike Tyson album. And that was all part of us... You're right there, Mice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that was all part of us sending a special shout out to Sean Price because it's his birthday this week. And you're tuned into Fubar Radio. It's myself, Sarah Love.
Myself, Mice Diggy, a.k.a. the voice who's something else in his mouth.
Eating
but his it's
lunch.
Not Lavoris.
No. And right now, we've got our second guest of the show on the line. Like, I did want to... we had a few shuffles around with the timing and everything, but, you know, that's all good. And right now, can you hear us? Mr. Rocky Marciano, are you there?
Yo, what up?
Mars, oh,
stop spreading
so
that malarkey.
London, what's good, y'all?
What's going on?
Football Radio, what's shaking, y'all?
Sure.
Oh, man, it's all good. Can't complain.
Yeah. Yes, where in the world are you right now?
On your travel.
I'm on the East Coast. I'm in Jersey right now.
Yeah? I hear that there was, like, some crazy snowstorms out there.
There's supposed to be one coming. It didn't happen yet. I think it's supposed to happen later on. I'm not sure. But there's been some snow.
Yeah, right. Some snow. Oh, that's pretty appropriate. After you had that track Snow on Marsburg.
Absolutely. You know, I love the snow.
Yeah, boy, we hear that. We heard that already.
So much to talk to you about, because what, you just dropped a brand new album, Rosebud's Revenge.
Yeah. I just put that out. Yeah, people go pick it up, man. It's out right now, rockmarcy.com. It's on iTunes. You know, all the venues where people, you know, stream and purchase music.
Yeah. But this time it's not entirely produced by you, is it?
No.
And so
this album was definitely produced. Most of it was produced by me, but I had help with my crew, the Arch Druids. My man Knowledge, KNX Knowledge. My man Modus Op, and my man Mushroom Jesus, another cat. That's it, and I did all the rest.
What's the idea behind the title of the album, Rosebud's Revenge?
Rosebud's Revenge, Rosebud the Pimp is one of my favorite, you know what I'm saying? He's one of my favorite OG pimps in the game. So I always just looked at it like, you know, Rosebud's Revenge is kind of like, you know, it's like watching the movie, The Mac. You always want Goldie to come back, like, after everything that happened. And, you know what I'm saying? Everything went left. It's like you just want the real to come back to the game. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I guess what I felt like Rosebud's Revenge is about, like, to put things back in its proper perspective.
And I feel like it's an album, after listening to it, I was like, right, tick. If you're a Rock Marcy fan, like, you're going to love this record, because it's you've got, like, you're nurturing a proper particular sound. You're getting your signature sound down now, I reckon.
Pimptastic, yeah.
Pimptastic sound.
It's cool because you're from the East Coast, but you got this whole pimp vibe, but it still feels East Coast. It doesn't feel like you're trying to be from the West or from the South with it. Do you know what I mean? How is that all culminated?
I always liked music from everywhere. I was never overly proud about just only East Coast. You know, I grew up listening to Ghetto Boys.
Yeah.
You know, MC8, you know, Compton's Most Wanted.
Wow.
You know, the Alcoholics. I loved everybody. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I never really put, like, you know, too much attention on, like, you know, where it's coming from. As long as it's coming from me and it's authentic, is all that matters.
And then you're like crazy digging yourself as well. Like, you're not just, because some people might think that you're just a rapper. They don't realize that you're heavy on the beats and digging side too.
You got the dusty fingers.
I put that work in. Countless hours standing on my feet digging through records. You know what I'm saying? To find stuff that, you know what I mean, I felt fit what I wanted to say. Yeah, that's I've always been that way, though. I've always been like that.
Yeah. And then, I mean, it's nuts, because even just before this album dropped, it seems like you've just been mad busy over the last few years.
Well, I've been busy with, life and everything, getting my business in order, doing a lot of features, you know what I'm saying? And, pretty much just, you know, getting a lot of stuff, you know, correct for my new layout. I wanted some certain things to change. You know, sometimes it takes some time to make sure things is all right, but, you know, everything is definitely in a better space right now. So, it's going to be a lot more music to come, too. We're just getting started right now.
Yeah, and I got to send a special shout out to Jazz, you and Gang Jazz. I'm always appreciating it.
Absolutely, yeah, that's my man right there, Big Jazz.
Yeah, because
happy belated birthday to Jazz. It's just the birthday the other day.
Oh, happy birthday, Jazz. Yeah. No, that's what I appreciate with you guys too, is that there's like some real business like teamwork that's going on as well. Because you know, there's a whole lot of cats out here who is like, they're not really that reliable and stuff, but you know, it's like you got this team going on.
Yeah, it's easier. I think it makes more sense when it's family, right? When there's people you come up with.
Definitely, man. Definitely. But, you know, I got other people on the team. It's definitely a team effort, man. Shout out to Jazz.
Yeah. And then speaking of all like the crazy work you've been doing recently, I was mad surprised when I saw that De La had dropped their last album, and then I saw all the people that they have featured on. I was like, okay, Rock Marciano. I wasn't expecting, to me, that was pretty out. I was not predicting that they were going to get you on a track. Like, how did that whole hookup come about where you did the verse on the De La album?
Is it a Long Island link or Long Island connection?
Oh, De La Soul, yeah. Oh, yeah, De La Soul is from, they from Long Island too. You know, them is big bros right there, man. I mean, you know, we... Do I have to say how big of a De La fan I am? Like, yeah. I mean, if you follow my music, I've used a couple of their joints before, rhymed over them, and you know, I love De La Soul. They're definitely some. They're very influential, you know, to me and what I do. I get a lot of lessons from De La Soul. So, you know, to find out that they were fans of my music too, and you know. We always would say, like, you know, whenever we were bumping each other, like, yo, we got to get one in. Mm-hmm. And this, the timing just lined up for the right time right now. Yeah. So that's what that was about.
Yeah.
And this was like, yo, we got a joint. We need you on this joint. Do what you want to do on it.
That's heavy.
They sent the track. I was like, oh, word, that. You know, that's how it happened.
And yeah, because last year on this show, we had Maceo, a De La on the show, and I asked him about that hookup, and he was like, number one, everyone that we got on the album, we're mad fans of these people. Mm. So I was just like, my heart was warmed that, you know, even De La, this group who have made that massive, like, mainstream crossover, they're still, you know, on it with that, with the rawness too.
But the thing is, De La crossed over, but they crossed over with rawness. It wasn't like they tried to do, they tried
There's
to sprinkle.
There's no water in down.
Yeah, they didn't sprinkle.
Yeah, they didn't try to crossover.
Mm, exactly.
They didn't try to crossover.
And that's the
it biggest crossover.
And speaking of other people who successfully cross over too, who I think, you know, you've got to admire this guy's career. I mean, it's pretty incredible when you think starting in a Leaders of the New School and going on to this worldwide, like, mainstream success. Busta Rhymes. Like, you've also had a working relationship with Busta, and you were part of Flip Mode Squad too, right?
How did that come about?
Yes, sir. Yes. Oh, man, yeah, that's another one. That's big bro right there. With Bus, I went to school with Bus's, with his younger brother. And so I kind of got it, you know, I was watching how that Leaders of the New School stuff was, you know, how it was growing when I was a kid. So I just happened to be around, you know what I'm saying? Like going to school with his brother, you know, people who would hear me rhyme and be like, yo, this is somebody that, you know, telling his brother, like, this is somebody you should be interested in. Like, you know what I'm saying? And it just happened organically. It wasn't like it just happened. He had been hearing about me, like, yo, okay, he heard like a rhyme. Years go by, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, I get a little older. He's doing the thing with the tribe and everything. So we kicking it. He's listening to music I'm doing. We always wanted to do music together. The opportunity just didn't present itself yet. Some years went past, and, you know, when he got more established, and, you know, Busta Rhymes, Woo Ha, the hit, you know what I'm saying? You know, he was in a position to have a label, and he reached back and was like, yo, fam, you still nice? Like you was, come over here and fuck with me. And that's how that happened.
Ew.
And so you, with Flip Mode, you know, a lot more people, you touched a lot more ears. And we heard you, it sounded like this guy just, you, obviously the rhyme schemes were ridiculous. You sounded hype. But then years later, once we got this Mossberg thing, like, you know, after the UN, we got your solo joint, and it seemed that you were more laid back. Now it sounded like Rock Mar sitting on a couch, blazing, you know what I mean? The mic just there, and you were doing your thing. But now it's like you've developed this style. Like, honestly, there's dudes out here in the UK trying to sound like you. Do you know what I mean? Like, how did that come about where you were like, okay, I'm going to relax a bit more. I'm not going to be this like, I'm going to like, let me just give you like this. What happened there? Where was the switch? Or why?
The switch for me was I got a chance to produce again and get into my comfort zone. See, when I'm working with different people, and not to mention working in a Flip Mode session, is very competitive, you know what I'm saying? So you in there not just rhyming, like, for myself and the sake of making music, it's like you defending yourself.
Friendly competition.
You know, you got a bunch of motherfuckers trying to shine too, you know what I'm saying? You got, you know, You got Rod Digger trying to rip a grown man head off. You got Buster. You know what I'm saying? You got Flip. You got all these dudes that want their moment. So you got to get on the track and be like, yo, you got to really put some aggression on it. You know what I'm saying? Not to mention, I was still learning how I want to sound. I was a MC coming right off the street. Mm. I didn't have any. I really wasn't trained yet to be an artist that much. Mm. You know, I think I was a little bit more before I actually got the deal and started to work with dudes. I just started to feel like I was in the studio with my defense up. Like, so I was like, if I go up in there, like I'm gonna have my energy up and I'm gonna be like making sure I'm getting these motherfuckers up off me. But when I could do my own songs, I don't have to worry about that. Like, I'm just focused on giving you something like, yo, this is just all for me. It's not, look, I don't have my defense up. I'm just laying it down. Like, you know what I'm saying? This is how I want you to ride and listen to
me. That makes sense, you know, man.
And it came with confidence.
Yeah, as you find your voice, isn't it?
Definitely.
And
and it came with confidence. Like, I wasn't as confident then either.
Jeez, I on the way here, I was listening to, I don't know if you remember doing this, but Tony Touch, The Peacemaker, Flipmo Squad, Set It On Fire.
Yeah.
That's why I came. I was like, Rock Mask, start spreading that malarkey. And I was like, yo, this dude was eating the mic. And you say you didn't feel confident in those days. You didn't feel confident.
I mean, I knew I could rhyme, but I wasn't really comfortable as an artist yet. Mm. You know what I'm saying? I was still getting comfortable as an artist, you know, not to mention coming in. I started making music over my own production, so rhyming over different people's productions, I wasn't as confident in doing that. Like, my own production, my own space, I was always comfortable as an artist. But when it came to working with different producers and these, you know, when I came in the game was, it was switching from that raw
yeah, I know where you're going.
Primo Pete Rock era to, like, it was getting into the Swizz beat. Just Blaze with these keyboard sounds, and they would drown you out if you don't get on the track, you know, and speak up. You would get drowned out, you know, especially on a song with a bunch of other people. So, that was another reason why the styles was different too.
Crazy.
Yeah, you know? But it's funny you even talking about that kind of era, because let's chat about the UN. Because to me, the UN, the album UN or You Out,
Jesus.
Like, to me, that's a post, that's a definite contender for a post-90s classic. Like, listening to that album, there's so many joints on there, and then, like, the production credits, everything, you know, it's got, it's satisfying. Mm-hmm. If you're someone who was into that era before things went mad keyboardy, like, that was a very satisfying record, and it's trippy to me to think already that's 13 years old. What's the deal with UN now, though? Is there ever going to be another UN project?
Nah, I don't think so.
No?
Everybody's, like, settled into their own lives. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, rap isn't what everybody's doing right now, for one. You know what I'm saying? And for two, like, what I'm doing, I kind of love what I'm doing. And I don't want to really do anything else. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I hear that. Yeah.
To be honest, it wouldn't be true to me, because that's not what I want to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it's all love, though. Those are all still my brothers, nonetheless. But nah, I don't think that's gonna happen.
Oh well, I appreciate the honesty, anyway.
Of course,
but
man.
No, and then like you're saying,
I think
you've definitely, like, crafted your own style and sound now, like, and I hear a lot of people talking about how people are biting your style. Bruv,
I'm telling you, you got dudes out here, not just in London, you know what I mean, around the UK trying to, like, you. I hear them, I listen to hip hop, I hear them, and I'm like, yo, this dude is a big fan.
You're
of
obviously
Rock
listening
Master.
To
yeah, there's
yeah,
no
Master.
Way this guy's rapping like this all of a sudden. You didn't sound like that before, now you're all like, I'm like, come on, bruv. So it's amazing to see, man. And
but I mean, how do you feel about that, though? Like, do you like, oh no, it's all good, it's props, or are you kind of that more old school attitude?
I think it seems like fans seem to be more offended by it than I am.
Yeah.
To me, I felt like if dudes wasn't trying to, because to me, I felt like If I'm influencing people, then I'm doing my job.
Yeah, true.
Like, I would hate to be a rapper that nobody's biting off of.
Mm.
And, like, that's the whole thing about doing this. Mm. You want to be able to bring something to the game that people feel like, man, I could ball from that. Because if I can't ball from your music, then I'm really not, like, really, it's not interesting to me.
Mm.
So, that's the plan. So, make a long story short, the plan was to come in the game and be influential. So,
nice.
I'm not offended by it at all, to be honest. Like, you know what I'm saying? I just, long as dudes pay homage, I ain't tripping. You know what I'm saying? Long as dudes salute or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Or not. Because if I'm not an influence on you and you claim you're not influenced by me, but you sound like me, maybe that's a chance. It's possible. Maybe you're influenced by the same things I'm influenced by, but I'm not offended by it. I feel like it's a good thing, and that was the plan.
Yeah, no, they say that's the highest form of flattery isn't it? You know, like,
absolutely. I mean, yeah, if people that's influenced by me, they're actually contributing to the art and making good music, great, man. That's what it's all about. As long as they make a great music, dope.
So listen,
I'm influenced by people too.
We've been hearing, you know, a bunch of material from you over the last decade or so, but a lot of us really want to see you live in
the
UK.
That's what I was going to say. When are you coming out here, man?
Like, you know, we had a tweet just now, like, yo, give us some UK dates.
I wish I could give y'all a date, but it's definitely going to come. Trust.
Yeah, I think we need that. I think, especially for the people listening in, you know, it's always a good idea to speak to your local promoter, because you can always holler at the artist about this and that, but it's always down to the promoter to book the artist. And the only reason they're going to book the artist is if they see demand for the artist. You got a whole bunch of fans out here, you know what I mean? Like we said, people try to sound like you and their mums try to sound like you. So I think it's important for us to, like, get these promoters to do their work and book a tour for Rock Mars out here for sure.
Yeah, no.
When I can come, I will. But there's been plenty of offers through the years to do shows in London.
But the money's not
right. I don't think it's been a booking. It hasn't been a booking issue. It's not even the money. I can't come to London yet. When I can come to London, I'm gonna chill for a while. Trust. You know what I'm saying?
Have you got? It's not the passport issue, or what is it? One of them?
You're baiting them up now.
We won't go into that.
All I can say is when I can come, I'm gonna come. You know what I'm saying?
This is how you know it's real, though. That's how you know whatever he's spitting in their bars is real. But from time you can't come for whatever reasons.
I've been out there before too. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't know that. I've been out there. I was out there with Pete Rock. I was out there with Pete Rock when he was putting out Pete Instrumentals.
The
UN, when we had nothing left and cake.
Yeah, I remember hearing about that.
Yeah, we came out with him on a promotional run.
Okay.
Yeah, we came out there with him. Not all of us, just me and Mike Raw from the UN.
Yeah.
We was out there. Yeah, we came out there for like...
And then you're definitely going to come chill with us on the show when you come through to London to, you know, have a short residency.
Absolutely.
Here. Yes. And I mean...
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it. I love London. I love the people in London. I love the support I get from London, man. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, you know we got a lot of snow out here as well. So, you know what I mean? Whenever you need it, just let us know.
Well,
No doubt.
But it's also... They're
telling people, send me them pictures. Send me them pictures. I know niggas out in London, they be getting fresh. You know what I'm saying? Let me see how niggas be giving it up in the snow out there. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Hashtag Rock Marcy in the snow. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
Yeah, and follow me on the gram at Rock Marcy on the gram. Not Marciano on the gram. Rock Marcy. You dig? Hashtag send me y'all pictures in the snow.
What made you choose that name? Are you a fan of Rocky Marciano, or is it totally nothing to do with that?
I mean, I just felt like he was an undefeated champion. My family, or everybody in my family, my name is Rakim. So when you're a kid growing up, people don't say Rakim. I had to give me a nickname. My nickname was Rocky. So Marciano was just like, boom, boom, just 1-2. Like, okay, boom, Rock Marciano.
Rocky,
like,
a natural marriage.
Simple, you know what I'm saying? Because it's just named after my, that's my nickname. My nickname is Rocky growing up. So we just cut the E off and Rock, threw the champion name off the end. I felt like that was wavy. And that's that. You know what I'm saying?
He's a smooth mother lover, boy. Rocky,
you know, I felt like nobody. I felt like, you know, my name was already Rocky, and I felt like nobody could beat me. So it was like that was just natural. You know what I'm saying?
Nice.
Definitely. Yeah. And your track record is hard to beat too. I mean, you've collaborated with so many people from Wu-Tang, Pete Rock, because you mentioned the Gangrene Project, like there's so, and then all the people that you've had on your own projects as well, like that you had Action Bronson, and so who are we gonna be looking forward to hearing you collaborate with maybe in the future?
Actually, a lot of those same people, you know what I'm saying? You know, a few other surprises, but you know, my projects. I try to get a people a lot of me, so yeah. I don't like to flood my projects with too many. Like besides Marcy Beaucoup, which is a compilation album, that's not a Rock Marcy solo album. Some of those people.
Well, who would be your dream collaboration?
You know, I got some more stuff coming with. What you say?
Who would be like your dream collaboration?
My dream collaboration.
Like even non-hip hop.
Don't say Mumford and Sons, because
like Supercat.
What?
Yeah, Supercat.
Well, as opposed to Sean Paul. Supercat. As opposed to Sean Paul, because you know Sean Paul is he's like the millennial Supercat.
I know, he's like, you know, he's the new wave. He's the new wave Supercat. You know what I'm saying? Supercat. Like, I go with Wild Apache.
What?
I love Cat. Yeah, that's definitely he's the one. Yeah.
So Rosebud's Revenge is out right now, yeah.
And there's vinyl too for the album as well.
Yes, pre-order it at rockmarcy.com right now. It's at Fat Beats. Mm-hmm. You know, just get online, get busy, find it, and you know, I hope people love it.
Oh, yeah, we're already enjoying it. But thank you so much for taking the time out to talk to us today.
Really appreciate that.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah, so good to catch up with you finally. And then, like I say, when you're in London, you definitely need to come through to the studio too.
Yeah, and the ski slope
Definitely. I'm definitely do that. London, love.
Oh, much love. Bless, and right now we're going to play you something from this brand new Rock Marciano album as well. This is the title track, Rosebud's Revenge. Thank you so much for talking to us today. You take care and we love you lots.
Yes, King.
Love y'all too. Thank you.
Bless, man. Peace.
Younger sluts play double dutch. My new Mac 11 came with the muzzle on the front. Nigga, this ain't no front. My taste buds trump your flavor of the month. Rappers can't fuck with me, you can't name one. I paid a lump, the table spun. I did my blunt, angel dust. The gauge pump turned your brain to mush. Slug make the potato bust. Match what that Draco does. Give you a halo while I'm sniffing Yayo off a J-Lo butt. It made a clear face go numb. Beefing with me and my lead, do we cola? You're not bona fide, them hoes, I just bone and slide. I had a moment, sky open. You're not potent, ibuprofen. This is heroin, that brown, not that yellow shit. They stepping all over it. If you look close, you can see the Louis Loafer print. Some nigga put his toes in this shit. No shit, it's over with. Hold this showmanship. Shootouts for foes, your little hold up, I think my shoulder hit. Kicks. thought a nigga slept in Tupperware. This is the upper tier, this for the puppeteers. Run your career with just the muscles in my hand. Might even push shit back, but I don't cut hair, peel with the tools. You know, just like a fucking butter square. You ain't nothing but a square, you bum, you just here sucking up air. My right hand stare like Thudder Man, I'm good money. Little buddy, I'm no Huggy Bear, I had you my Huggies. It's like the ones a pet monkey wear. Fuck outta here, you a college kid. You share no common thread, this shit proud of not diamond brand. I'm just saying, no disrespect, this shit just costs a lot of bread. Get back. Don't think you can't get clear that where you living at. Fast, I put a nigga in a trick bag. They send you to your mama's gift wrap. That's where I'm at, we gon' kill your ass. How real is that? How real is that? Get them back.
Marciano, Rosebud's Revenge, and we were just chatting to the main man himself. That track is produced by Don C. Check out the video as well, it's pretty fly. And the album is out now, third official studio album. Hit up rockmarcy.com and you can find it also on all streaming services. If you missed our interview just now with Rock Marcy or with Steel of Smith & Wesson, hit up foodbarradio.com/shows/hiphop. This is Food Bar Radio. It's myself, Sarah Love, and Mice has had to step out the studio for a second, but it's okay. We're in good hands.
You're damn right. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You know who it is. It's the mother love with the sideburns. Yep. You're damn right. You know. Get that mother lover out of here, because I'm right here. Welcome down to the Food Bar Radio Cafe, where we give you that mocha chocolate.
Yeah, yeah.
For that ass. And I go by the name of My Sack Hayes. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. My Sack Hayes, man. And we don't need no rose-tinted specs around here because our eyes are red already. You dig? And I'm a bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
Hey, I was about to say, lover, bitch. I love the fact that I can say bitch like that. And no, you know, I don't get into trouble because it's in character.
Yeah. And the
My Sack K is
on.
Hey, I'm telling you, boy, it's good to be back.
I know, I
up on Food Bar Radio. I missed you guys as well. And you know, of course, we have to bring this week's investigation. It is about that time. It's a little bit late, you know, but hopefully we can get some answers from you. Got man, this week's investigation comes courtesy of Bruv, why do you take this shit for granted?
Oh, wow.
Why do you feel like you're struggling when you ain't? Wow. Open your eyes wider. Take those specs off, because they ain't helping you see shit properly, bro.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, obviously on my travels, man, I meet a lot of different people on the plane. Sometimes I try my best not to speak to them, but you know what I mean? They end up chatting anyway. I guess it's the shine off my forehead that kind of attracts people, makes them want to, you know. Sometimes I feel like they're just looking at the reflection and trying to work out, yeah. You know what I mean?
Well, they're trying to check themselves in the reflection.
If we're on the street, they usually cross the road when they see the thing, you know what I mean? Because
you're
we're on the plane.
To oncoming traffic.
Yeah, and then they turn around like, rah, oh shit. Like, damn, I can see myself. Let me just chat to this guy and pretend that I want to conversate with him whilst I sort out my makeup. I don't know.
Oh,
I don't
so
know what
you
it
get
is.
A lot of people who will start conversation with you on the
yeah,
plane.
Yeah, even though I tried to put on the don't chat to me face.
Oh, you do know, like, you?
Yeah, I just do neutral face. Because I'm always
don't make
smiling.
Eye contact.
Yeah, yeah, because I'm always smiling. My neutral face looks like I'm not happy, but
your
it's
London
just that
face.
I'm relaxing my muscles. That's all it is.
Like. Your London face. Oh, no, London face isn't relaxed muscles.
Yeah, well, London I don't know. London face muscles. Is just dry, boy. That's all it is. Pigeon breath looking ass. Motherfuckers. But anyway.
Anyway.
So, you know, I chat to certain people, and the thing is, I think if you've been to, like, a third world country or you've been somewhere where there is hardship, you could kind of appreciate where you live or where you are a lot more. I think that's what it is. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? But I was wondering to myself, man, do people really appreciate the little things that we have in life? You know what I mean? For instance, for me, just see a drain just in the street. Drains. People don't realize how lucky we are that, you know, we got drains in the street. I remember
being in
Ghana. There weren't no drains there. The same chickens that people were going to eat were running around in people's piss and shit. Stank like crazy.
To
Do you know what I mean?
But to be fair, that's probably still a better chicken than the chicken you're buying in this country.
I thought you was going to say, to be fair, you can boil it out. You can, you can cook out the...
Just cook it for a really, really long time.
Yeah, so, you know, I don't know, but I just want to find out from all my listeners out there, because obviously, as we always do, we investigate. This week's investigation. Mm-hmm. What are some of the little things in life you notice people take for granted, and why? So when I'm saying this, like I said, you know, think of first world problems, you know, problem solvers that we take for granted.
Problem solvers.
Yeah, first world problem solvers. So, like I said, drains, you know, like things like real minor things that we have that we kind of overlook and don't realize, like, shit, we're lucky to have this shit, you know?
Definitely, because I was having a conversation with someone who they had never heard of communism. They didn't know what communism was. Yeah, so, and then I was explaining to them what communism is, which the basis of it is you take according to your needs and you give according to your ability. And they were like, oh, but that's rubbish. That's not good, because why should a rubbish man be paid the same amount as a brain surgeon? You know, brain surgeon has spent all this money to go to university and everything to get the qualification, all these years studying. Mm-hmm. They should get paid more. And then I was like, but how important is it, the job that the rubbish men do? Because all it's in South Africa a couple months ago, there was a strike to the rubbish collectors.
What, they were striking?
They were on strike. So literally.
Okay, if you don't want to pay me, I leave your rubbish here, okay? It was like that, yeah.
Well, that's the West African accent, but yeah.
Oh, sorry.
South African accent's difficult. I'm not even doing.
Yeah,
I'm not embarrassing my family by doing that.
Lissy, can you do it?
Lissy,
you could try. Afrikaan.
Afrikaan is easier.
Then the
black South African accent. But yeah, you know, and so the streets were just full of rubbish everywhere.
Wow.
Or trash, as you say in the States.
Trash.
And so, I mean, as soon as these things are taken away from you, you realize how valuable they are. The NHS, being able to go to the dentist whenever you need, being able to get a prescription for free. You know, these are things in the UK we take for education. Going to Cambodia, every child in Cambodia has to pay to go to school. And so it's common where you have families where you have a child and the parents need to make a decision which child is going to stay home and care for the grandparents from like 5 years old, and which child is going to go to school. And this is just a common thing. The average income of a family in Cambodia is like $50 a month, you know? So us just being able to have access to an education, we take that for granted.
Definitely.
You know, and I just think also that in the modern Western lifestyle, there's so much that we just think is take as a given. And, you know, really, the job of what the bin men are doing is just as important as what the cardiac surgeon is doing, in my opinion. And we should always recognize that, you know?
This is what I think about, like, just to touch on that quickly with the communism thing. I mentioned this to you before, and you were saying, yeah, it's the same thing as communism, but I don't believe it is. Like, if there's a cap on the amount of money somebody can make, then I believe the money will be spread out through, you know, to more people. Mm-hmm. So you've got people making trillion. You know, I heard the other day about some woman and she's like a zillionaire or some crazy shit like that. It's like, what? How are you going to spend all that money in your lifetime? And fair enough, you might have a family, legacy, blah, blah, blah. But still, you know, if they were like, okay, you can't make more than 25 million or 30 million or whatever, everyone's still going to be cool. Do you know what I mean? But when it's like the 1% of people making all of this crazy money, of course it's never going to be spread out fairly, because they want to sit on top of the... You know, it's a bit stupid. It's just crazy.
Well, they want to hold on to the grip of power, isn't it? And the other thing I think another thing people take for granted is that being rich doesn't equal being happy.
Definitely.
And you can't put a price on happiness. Being rich is not necessarily going to give you more time on this earth. But at the same time, at the same time, you have
being rich can get you those new Nike Airs that you know the ones.
the exclusive
Nike Airs, but you know what I mean? There's only 10 pairs in there. That's what being rich does. But yeah, you're right.
No, it's true. But then even like that doesn't make you happy. Having the Jordans, that doesn't equal happiness either.
Especially when they get scuffed.
Especially, like, yeah, no, but that's an important point because owning things like a Mercedes or a Rolex or Jordans, this just adds stress to your life.
It's true. Yeah,
it makes life more stressful.
I heard that, and that's why I'm not bothering buying a Rolex, especially because I know man that still rob Rolexes. You know what I'm saying? I don't need the vultures.
Yeah,
I don't need the vultures circling around my head like I'm a dead carcass. But anyway.
Mm.
Moving on to what we're investigating.
Sorry.
No, that's all right.
We do digress on this show.
Yeah, of course, we always do. Standard. This is really cool. Look what Geeky Rat said. Shout out to Paul Clark. He says, sunrises and sunsets.
Aww.
That's an amazing thing to think about. The fact that we are always mesmerized by the sunrise or the sunset. Imagine that disappeared all of a sudden. I get that if we never knew about it, we probably would, you know, it probably wouldn't be anything. But the fact that we could see this, it doesn't cost any money to look at it. You know what I mean? Or enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
All it costs is a bit of time and patience, and you see it all. That's an amazing thing to think about.
Mm-hmm.
And that's definitely something we take for granted. So I want all you mother lovers out there to appreciate the little bit of sun we got out there now. Try and find somewhere up high. If you're on the estate, go on the ninth floor, do you know what I mean? And watch that sunset and understand what the Geeky Rat is talking about.
That's another thing, actually. I'm a big fan of astronomy. I mean, I love science and I love astronomy. And looking up at the sky
stars.
At night, that's Ooh. Something that you know, so often when you live in the city, you just don't even look up.
Yeah.
You know, and it's when you get, when you are in a space where you can just look up and think how many millions of years our species have been doing this, looking up at the sky.
I ain't gonna lie, because of how my mind is, I do start freaking out a bit, like, what the fuck is this? Like, how,
it's wonderful.
When did it start? You know what I mean?
I love it!
Yeah, I do start freaking out. So let's get deeper.
Yeah.
Sight. A lot of us take that for granted, the fact that we can see things. Deep.
And I just, time is something that you easily take for granted. And I think time is all that we have.
Time,
you know,
is all
money
that we
can
have.
Come
it's
and
true.
Go. You can always like make a career happen.
That's a good point.
Time is not, you
time
know,
time allows
a given.
You to get any of the, you know, any material thing. If you put enough work in to that time, then the material things will materialize. This is not listening. That's all right. Don't worry. I'll try something else.
She's
later
just on the phone.
Yeah.
And where's Shauna? No, but also just happiness. Just like happiness in general, how it's free. A smile is free and it can change somebody's day, genuinely. And something my dad always says, doing a job that brings joy to other people's lives, what can be better than that?
This is very true. And I've been told it's almost like being a doctor, being a nurse, being a dentist, you know, being somebody that helps fix the problem. And what you do, you DJ, what I do, I'm a big foreheaded guy, you know what I mean? Entertaining people.
With the forehead.
You know, making people smile, making people laugh. That's what I love doing. I like MC, but I like to entertain people with what I'm doing. I don't want to just be like, yeah, check me out, my man. It's like, okay, that's cool.
Mm.
But I much prefer when I see big smiling banana grin, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but then these things aren't just exclusive to like a performer like you or I or whatever, because I think even, you know, being a waitress or a barista, not to be confused with a barrister, as my friend confused the other day.
Oh, wow. don't shout them out, because, that is kind of messed up. A barrister and a barista.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, no, they're not spelled the same, are they?
No, it's one, two R's in barista.
I'm showing my ignorance there, boy.
but even a barista, which is the person who makes a certified coffee maker.
Coffee?
Yeah. Like, they bring joy to people's lives because people enjoy having a good quality coffee, don't they?
Yeah.
So on all scales, like whether you're in the service industry, labor, you know, labor worker, kind of, you know, working with your hands, whatever, like these are all things which bring joy to people's lives, and that should never be taken for granted, that the role that you're providing for society...
Lissy says, Sarah, easily pleased. Yeah, you ain't lying there, boy. What you talking about, barristers and baristas making
no,
that happy?
But just
hey, for some
raise
people,
your standards, Lissy for, saying. Yeah. No,
for some people, a barrister, you know, when you're trying to get divorced and shit, yeah, a barrister's really helpful, no?
You're bringing some nightmares to some people's lives.
Some people
there.
Need that. But speaking of drinks, barrister.
Okay. Yeah.
They're not the barrister. The barista. I went down to the digital pub earlier on.
Oh,
mate.
Yeah.
Just had to ask a couple of the lads.
What's,
you know,
going
what I mean?
Down.
Oi, would you appreciate in life, mate? Do you know what I mean? What do you think people take for granted? By the way, if you want to hit us up, hiphop@foobarradio.com or at foobarradio on the Twitter and give us an answer, please do. Shout out to Cy Philly. He says water on tap. This is very true.
Cy, the but other day, yeah.
I will say, you know, unless if there's no bottled water in the yard, I'll drink some tap water. Like, I have to be really thirsty. Only because, you know what I mean, the fluoride. Now, what? No, I'm joking.
The government juice. That's what my friend used to call it.
Juice.
Government
Give me some
juice.
Diet government juice. Bro. Yeah.
No, but the other week, there was a burst water main in my neighborhood. So I turned the tap on, no water came out. And
Whoa.
Then it suddenly, like, we are so pathetic.
Yeah.
Like, we're so pathetic. We have no, I would have no idea. Imagine how long, like, indigenous Australian people have known for thousands of years, 50,000 years, where to find water in, like, deserts.
Yeah.
I would have no clue. Me living out in Haringey, turn on the tap, no water come out in the middle of the night.
So the water work started. No, listen, okay, all right, forget that. Shout out to Mike Bandoni. He says, the consumption of music is now taken for granted. It's turning into a service industry where the worth of copyright in some cases is almost completely eroded. Sour
wow.
time, man. And I think it's true. You know, like, I think what people don't appreciate as much is just like, good music. I think now, because of the way the industry has turned into, like he's saying, it's just like
disposable.
Churn out. Yeah, just churn it out, they'll buy it, and then now it's not the same thing. Hence why people love all this old music so much. Hence why vinyl all of a sudden has come back now, because it's like, man, the nostalgic feeling of listening to good music, live instruments. You know, it doesn't have to be all live instruments, but I'm saying that that's a big part of.
I think definitely, though, people don't understand the work that goes into putting, like, an album together. Like, it's a lot of work goes into that, because they just see something pop up on YouTube or whatever, or, you know, they just hack a free MP3 or something, because, like, bam, whatever.
That's a very good point, actually. And I always feel like part of the reason why we don't appreciate music as much now is because it used to be a CD that, you know, hey, bruv, don't sit there that you sit on my record or whatever, or, bruv, don't, you know, my tape.
Don't even touch the surface of the record.
My tape getting chewed up. Whereas now it's an icon on your computer that you forget. Oh, shit, I forgot I had that album.
Forget
about it. Yeah, do you know what I mean?
So, I have tens of thousands of songs on my computer. I can't remember every record that's there.
Don't get yourself into trouble now, Sarah. There's some of your artist friends listening in. So we'll move on quickly.
Yeah.
Shout to Panini Grande. He says vaccines.
Oh, for real.
People don't appreciate vaccines.
And can I just also say that it's the amount of hundreds of hours that have gone into scientists and medical experts, proven hard science, the benefits of vaccination for children.
Mm.
And someone reads a blog for 2 minutes on the internet. You don't even know who wrote that blog. And then they're like, oh, yeah, I'm not going to vaccinate my child.
That's
irresponsible to society. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I do believe.
Yes, Lissy, she's backing me on that one.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
No,
I mean, I back you on that one. But as a victim,
dying.
As a victim of, you know, the said what we're talking about, I've actually had a near death experience, and I believe it's because of a vaccine that I could say. Fair enough, if people only read for 20 minutes and believe it, that's really stupid. But it is good to delve deeper into it to find out what the problem is, and hopefully, you know what I mean, that it can be, what's the word? The bigger picture can be seen.
And the bigger picture is that the amount of, so if you, there are risks with vaccines, yeah? But if you have, you give 5 million people a vaccine, and 4,999,000 of those people are completely fine, and one person has a problem. That means that the, you know, but that's the balance. That's the evidence that shows ultimately the risk is so small, and
true.
The risk of
that's
not
true.
Giving a vaccine is that, you know, that 4,900,000 people will then all get. ill. So really, the hard science does defend it. Also, Lissy, I did want to say, in terms of like happiness and how free happiness is, and we all need to remember like how the value of spreading happiness. Buddha said, thousands of candles can be lighted from a single candle, and the life of the candle will not be shortened. Happiness never decreases, being shared.
Lissy, What are you saying about the Buddha voice? Like, I get the notion, but what are you saying about Sarah? Buddha didn't need coffee.
No, he didn't.
That's hilarious,
man.
He didn't
need coffee. Sorry, but what else is the digital pub saying about this? Right.
So I came back again. He said, eyebrow hair in some areas of the world is being taken for granted in epidemic proportions.
Oh,
now, I can definitely vouch for that. I don't really get the whole draw the eyebrows thing on.
Tattoo the eyebrow,
when it rains.
The eyebrows.
Yeah, tattooing is even crazier because
that's
then you're more
thing.
Or less saying, look, I don't really care about the hair. Just look at these lines on my forehead, bruv.
You're
I know Ronald McDonald ain't got shit on me.
like my family, we ain't got no issues.
Yeah, I got weird ass eyebrows. I got mine go up. I got the little owl. One of my eyebrows has got an owl eyelash thing going on.
But
it goes up. But
all of those things I think are lovely because it's the character. And that's also what I think with people's teeth. Like your teeth are your character. So
true.
Everybody, you should be happy to celebrate like these natural things that are unique to you.
Shout out to Morpheus Soul, Johnny Rebel. He says, Wi-Fi.
Mm.
Bam, bam, bam.
Yeah.
Now, I can definitely vouch for this. Going over to Europe, and if wherever we are, the first thing I'm like, because I ain't trying to do the roaming thing yet. I'm waiting till June or July or whenever it is, where the whole thing is going to cost the same.
Better value.
Yeah, value. So everywhere we go, I'm like, yo, they got Wi-Fi here. What's the Wi-Fi password? And then when they ain't, I'm the moodiest motherfucker out there.
And you feel
so
detached.
Yeah. And I realize how much I appreciate Wi-Fi when it is there.
Mm-hmm.
See, I can be honest, man. My Inner Shore Price is coming out now. You know what I mean? It's just celebrating his birthday.
You're just saying what everyone's thinking.
Yeah. Shout to Tej. He says, being able to choose from a variety of food and also being able to cook it. Very true.
Very true.
We do have quite a variety of food. A lot of it is fucked up, but still.
If you, I can't even bear the thought of eating processed food. Honestly, more and more nowadays, I'm like, I just cannot even. Oh, that kid who's getting famous on YouTube doing that. What's it called? The Peng Munch, or what's it called? What's the kid called again? He does these videos where he goes all over.
I told you about staying up till 2, 3 a.m.
No. There's chicken. The chicken goddess, but it's like Peng Munch or something, and he goes around.
You're saying too much,
to
Sarah.
It sounds worse. No, it doesn't sound worse. No,
oh, Peng Munch hasn't banging. It's a banging munch.
It's banging from
Peng Munch.
I'm Pengis Munch. That's it. And this kid
Pengis
goes around like looking at all the Pengis fried chicken spots, like chicken and chip spots. And it was when I saw this video, he's like West Londoner, I think. Is he? West Londoner. West London U.
No, what planet?
And I mean, it's just repulsive to me. Just seeing someone eating from one of these chicken spots makes me want to vomit. And so watching this video, I was literally like... But I mean, he's like going global with these videos.
Because he's going and eating fried chicken from this place, then going over there and eating fried chicken
and
from
comparing
that place.
And rating it. And now he's like becoming famous and everyone's like saying it's really funny and cool. Yeah.
Well, anyway, good luck to him. You know what I mean? Like, yay.
No, but speaking about what...
See, his life expectancy is going to... You know, hopefully the views are worth
honestly.
It. Do you know what I mean? Hopefully YouTube is sorting him out with that, the partnership right there of eating fried chicken. Hopefully Proactive might co-sign him later on down the line because I'm sure, you know what I mean?
Man.
There's
got
to be a lot of spots to rock. Anyway, Mark Lee Simmons. He says having full electricity and running water. See, this is what I want people to appreciate, that we are in a good place right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? People want to complain about, struggling to pay my bills and da-da-da. But, yo, we're in a place where you're capable of making the money to do that.
Mm-hmm.
There's certain places where they ain't even, what's going on in Sudan right now?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's crazy, man.
Mm-hmm.
What would they eat? I saw the woman was eating, like, she's feeding her family, pulses or some crazy shit like that. She's
people
like, nah,
eating grass,
it doesn't taste
like
good,
mm-hmm.
but it's there's nutrition in it. You know what I mean? We got to think about these things, man.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, time is of the essence right now. As always,
essence.
On the Hip Hop Show, we always get to this point where we realize we probably need another hour on this bitch, but we can't. Well, let's get into some music and then we're going to get our guests in
and hit us
about.
Up hiphop@foodbarradio.com if you want to get in touch with us. This is just in case you didn't know, you're tuned into the sounds of myself, Sarah Love,
and myself, Mice Diggy,
and here's some brand new music for you from the one and only Jam Baxter.
Yeah.
has a secret he hides from his family, an overwhelming desire for the crumbly crispness, the subtle flavor of Simmer's rice biscuit.
Bertie, darling, electricity costs money. But what's the use of having nice skin if nobody can see it?
His wife discovered Simmer's rice biscuits long ago. Have you?
For the fresh, clear skin you were meant to have, trust the purest toilet soap possible.
Yeah, urgent appeal from a drowsy drunk for just £3 a month. You could provide me just enough water to find your savior and drown the crunk. Sale starts Monday. Stand out from the crowd with a mound of drunk. Our dedicated team of one hand daily to sell your baby an ounce of punk. Coming soon to a city near you for just $14.99. This sweltering mass of electrified cables can jumpstart your new life of crime. Smother your face in a brand new fragrance. Bathe yourself in a fountain of payments. This Easter, please bear a thought for my dwindling patience. Brand new for your covers, spoiled milk tailor for poor mothers. Research suggests our cream can make your life 95% more butters. Have you been wasted for 4 summers, surviving on cider and raw uppers? Yeah, call our store, our spiraling eyeballs come in all colours. Have you tried our incredible sputum, shakily tested and chemically proven, to smoothen the wrinkling head of a human, renders age a pathetic illusion. Gargle this light brown suit. Here at the iGals group, we're committed to providing a service to leave you blissfully blind. Lie down troops, lie down troops, lie down troops. Enlist now, be the best. Start a career in dealing death. Become a one-legged old bleeding mess. If you only call one number today, before your fingers crumble away, before these buildings rust and decay, and the clutch in the nostril encrusted in K. Please make it ours. 2-for-1 deals on brains in jars. Count your coins. We proudly present our brand new extensive range of paws. Wake up, roll up, feast your eyes. Join up now for a free surprise. This flick knife comes with a whole bag of drama, a getaway car and a free disguise. Our brand new formula greases the palms of your well-dressed torturer. Comes recommended by your top sadist. Gas at the thought of your unspoilt faces. Sign up here. Free £10 bet. Drain your accounts and consolidate all your remaining debt.
If we call, just show us a large DAS packet, answer a simple question correctly, and you win £5. If you have 2 large or 1 giant size, you can win £10.
Is your date afraid of lights?
No, I am, with this ghastly skin. I'm always washing like you told me, but even my super new perfume soap hasn't helped.
Scotch Perkins by Simmer's. Full of goodness, full of ginger and spice, and all things nice.
Shit. How long had I been watching these? How long had I been staring at billboards feeding my coins into slot machines? I never clocked it was possible to puke for 20 months straight. You should have told me, I stubbed out my rollie. Something in the air made the room seem moldy. Stare out coldly, belt mad bridging, paid him a visit. The rain seemed strangely acidic. I'm not sure why the burning sensation was vaguely idyllic. By the time I sank my last bevy, my jingling wallet felt so darn heavy. By the time I reached the end of my street, I'd somehow squandered every last penny. Every last penny. Every last penny. Every last penny. Dog food, dishcloth, mouthwash, Henny. Every trace of the Queen's face ripped into one cascade of confetti. I got yard, sat down, sank deep in my seat and switched on the telly.
And here's another exciting thing to look out for. Our squires are already putting this leaflet through almost every door. It gives you an extra chance of winning the same big prizes.
Get fairy snow for extra white nose. Fairy snow, horses grey out, horses white in.
Don't miss this great chance to win big prizes. And remember, Daz Wash is so white you can see the difference.
It's extra creamy, and to pamper the palate, pour carnation over the pudding too. It's delicious. It's delicious. It's delicious. It's delicious.
Orange, orange creams to make.
All that in such a slim shape.
Luxury. That was something brand new from Jam Baxter. The track is For a Limited Time Only. That's taken from the album Mansion 38.
Yeah, because it's live.
Sorry. That's okay. We have more guests in the studio, but before we announce them, it's Mansion 38 is the name of the album. It's entirely produced by Kimo. On the album, you've got Dirty Dyke, Dabbler, Lee Scott, and it comes with a very nice, like, full-colour 8-page booklet and all that good stuff and everything.
Is it like a Pengus booklet? Though,
it's
like
a Pengus booklet, fam!
Is it Bear Pengus?
It's Bear Peng. And there's a really Peng video for that, too, on YouTube that was shot in Thailand.
Wow.
So, yes, but this is Food Bar Radio. It's myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, Mice Diggy, a.k.a. the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake. We are joined by three special guests right here. I'm going to go from left to right, yeah? See how I did that? I nearly messed myself up there. We got Cloudy. What are you saying, bro?
Yo, what up?
Yeah, we got Nook.
Yo, what's happening?
What's going on? And we got DVG.
Yes, thank you for having me up here, man.
It's lovely to see you.
Cloudy, what's going on, man? We see you're busy out there putting a lot of music out.
Yeah, man.
What have you been up to?
Got a new video dropping next week as well called Fat with AJ Glinchy. I got another thing called We Fucked Up My Life coming soon. That's an animated video.
Nice.
I had a video called Captain Hindsight dropped recently. So, yeah, people can go and check out a lot, man. I got a lot out there.
Yeah. Mm. Where are you stemming from? What continent are you?
London.
London, yeah.
The continent of London.
Yeah, what constellation?
Yeah. Which planet local. In London? Whereabouts in London?
North London, nice and local, just up the road, really.
Where? Yeah, I'm North Londoner.
Crouch End.
Hey!
Harringay Fault Line.
Hey!
Yes!
I'll meet you down the local in a bit, mate.
And we're green, born and raised. Yeah,
probably bump into you on the high street soon.
Yeah!
And how long have you been putting out music? Is it like
about 3 years, roughly.
Mm.
Yeah, something like that.
How did you get into it?
I've been spitting for a while, writing bars, but only recently I really started recording, going studio, releasing videos, doing everything, getting performances. So it's just all gone from there, really.
Mm.
What did you say? The track was called Weed Fucked Up My Life.
Yeah.
Nice, to the point.
I thought you said We Fucked Up My Life. And I was going to ask, who is We?
No, Weed Fucked Up My Life. That's coming soon. That's not even out yet, but that'll be there.
Is it based on a true story?
Well, you have to wait and find out. But Sarah, hopefully not anyway. Let's hope it's not a true story. We'll find out in a few years, but let's hope not.
Cryptic.
Did you just start it recently then?
The video, we're filming the first part of the video on Wednesday, and the rest of it's going to be animated. But my other video, Fat, that's completely filmed, edited. We're just doing colour corrections, so look out for that next week.
Wicked, man.
Well, share us all that good stuff.
What's going on?
Yeah, well, good yourself, man.
Yeah, good, man. So where are you? What constellation are you stemming from? How did you get here?
I'm from England, same way. From like East London, from Hackney.
It's North versus East. I'm liking this.
It's all good.
It's all the same, isn't it? North and East.
That's it.
You ain't got no, there's no North East, so you never really, like, for me, I'm from West London.
Yeah.
So there's a certain point where you don't really know whether we're in North or East. So it's all the same to us.
Yeah, for real.
But I'm fucking up there, innit? That's in my mind, though.
It's
I never
all good,
really
man.
Tell
I mean,
people
North
that.
And East close enough, you know what I mean? It's all yeah. Best. But yeah. No, living up in Brighton at the moment. Just collaborating with a couple of artists up there. My boy One Drop and Chemistry and a couple of people. They should be doing a Food Bar Radio in a couple of weeks. I think.
So Brighton, what's up with Brighton? How come everyone's moving down to Brighton?
Well, just a change of scenery, really. Do you know what I mean? Like, just wanted to get out of the area and just check it out, see what you're saying. You know what I mean?
And so, how long you been working on material, like as an artist and whatnot?
Well, I've been rapping for quite a while, like a good few years now. Me and Cloudy performing at a couple of festivals and gigs up and down the country and that. Mm. But I recorded an EP called The School of Hard Knocks last year. And since then I haven't really put out that much, but I'm working on a new project now with my boy Tony C, so yeah, that's soon to drop in the next couple of months.
But you two ain't like a crew, we perform
quite a lot, but you know, like we're working on
is that just by
EP
chance
well?
That you happen to be on the same lineup, or is sort of
no, like we've known each other
he's
for a few years
speaking to the mic, Sarah.
I get one chance
to see that, you know.
No, we've
go on, because I've got that African projection, so even if I'm far away from the mic, it's okay. Sorry, as you were saying.
No, we've known each other for a few years outside of music, and we just sort of always get on the same lineup together, kind of thing. But we're not actually a crew, but we perform together a lot, collaborate together a lot. So
yeah,
it's that unity.
Got a few tracks together.
Yeah,
unity.
That's it.
Bringing North
pushing
London,
each other
East
forward
London
and
together,
that's it.
London to Brighton.
That's good to hear, man.
All good.
And then we got DVG.
Yes.
This is a good old friend of mine, man. I ain't seen you for a while, bro.
Yeah, long time, man.
But I seen you pop back up, you know, in the last year or so, maybe the last 2 years online. And I see you've been putting out bits and bobs here and there. So what happened? Like, you kind of, you stopped for a bit and started again, or
well,
what?
Well, as you know, I was DJing on Pyro and making beats more. Mm. And in 2013, I was going through some, how can I say, some personal struggles, a change in my life. And
you can say whatever it is.
Yeah,
on here.
Basically,
is radio.
If I'm being honest, mm-hmm. I wasn't really a smoker. I went to Amsterdam on my own, had a smoke, unlocked my brain, and I've been writing ever since. So it's been 3 years since I started spitting. I released my mix, my debut mixtape last year. It's got guests of Conspicuous the Coroner, Ray Vendetta.
Wow, you got Conspicuous on there.
Yeah, Flowtex, Johnny Data, Mind's Eye, Sci-Fi. And that's it. Yeah, I've got 15 tracks on there basically, and it's called Conscious Minds. You can listen to that on Bandcamp.
Yeah, and like, I've always remembered, like, you're quite a cerebral type MC. Like, you like to, you delve into really deep, you know, not yeah. necessarily like you're a conspiracy theorist, but you delve into deep
yep.
sort of.
You'll be hearing some of that today. Too.
And where's that stemmed from? What like, are you, you know,
yeah,
you got Alex Jones t-shirts, or what the hell?
No, that stems from see, I'm into astrology.
Astrology. Yeah. I'm into Service. Astronomy.
See, all I'm right. into astrology. So
all I heard was ass, and I was like, into that. But yeah, I fucked up.
See,
there.
Like, I'm a Scorpio, and if Scorpios are a water sign, which they're emotional signs, and they Scorpios about digging deep, so that's just in my personal nature. So, when I'm looking into something, I don't like to look at it on the surface. I like to dig deep and find out the root of it.
What about Leos? Tell me about Leos.
Leos, well, Leo is...
They're the most hated sign of all of them.
Well, Leos are ruled by the sun. And Leos, Leos are supposed to be kind of, how can I say, not show-offs, but a bit attention seekers, they say.
Yeah,
but
I know you're talking
it's
about
not just, it doesn't work just like that. You've got to look at your birth chart. It all depends on your ascendant sign, your moon sign, and what houses they're in. It goes a lot deeper. It's not just like people say, oh, do you believe in all that stuff? But it doesn't work just like that. You've got to look into it deeply.
Oh.
I was going to ask you about Aquarians, but I'm a bit shook.
Yeah, Aquarian.
So.
Yeah, oh, I just got shut down.
Aquarius is an air sign that's ruled by Saturn. So
pow!
I don't even know what that means, but it sounds pretty cool. I might get that tatted on my
basically another thing I'll just add to that, I've got my own YouTube channel, which is Conscious Minds TV, and I have special guests where we talk about like alternative subjects like astrology, human gene keys, stuff about the occult knowledge of the Bible. So I'm not just doing the hip hop thing, I'm doing the presenting thing on like YouTube with my channel. So
cool, that's DVG, too, man.
There is hip hop, man. Hip hop is spreading knowledge, remember that? Like,
yeah,
there's a lot of stuff people learn from hip hop that their teachers wouldn't tell them. Do you know what I mean? So
bars,
what you're doing there, huh?
You're spitting bars.
Yeah, I was trying
right
there. I was trying. You see how I tried to do it in a deep voice as well, but I don't know if it really works. But it's interesting what you were saying. I wanted to touch on quickly. You said, so you went to Amsterdam.
Yeah.
You had a little blaze. You went on your own, though.
Yeah.
What made you go on your own? Was you like, okay, if
because
this is
I was just, things were going on here, just domestic stuff, basically. I just needed to go away. I thought, the thing is, I've been there so many times before. But obviously, I'd had cakes or whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then I just had a thing, like a smoke. I enjoyed it. Come back, experimented a bit more. My younger cousins, I used to go studio with them a lot. And I find myself like telling them what to do because I'm into hip hop so much. When they were younger, I used to try and guide them. And through that, I just started mucking around writing. And then someone said, oh, it's good, you should try it. And it's just evolved basically from that.
So you did stop for a while then, you were like
I've never spat until like 3 years ago.
Serious?
Yeah, I've
so
been
so you was always just a producer?
Yeah, I just used to just DJ and make beats.
Oh right.
But it was within you waiting to come
out. Basically.
Interesting.
And so what when you said your mind was unlocked, you just meant in terms of that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And other things, that just looking at what's going on in the world, the reality of what's going on. So
where are you from originally?
I'm
Saturn. Say it.
That's what I wanted to hear.
What in terms of like area? Like while I was born in South London.
Oh, Bermondsey. We've got all corners of London in the studio right now. Oh,
but two from Haringey. So
yeah.
But I live
no
in
pressure.
Like
but you better like rip it, okay? No pressure.
I'm an Essex boy these days, though.
Aww.
Where are you?
Essex, Romford.
Oh yeah. Oh, right, mate, go, bro. Mate, get it down. Knees up. Mother brand, you know what I mean? I tell ya. Yo, so we're going to get into this open mic. I'm really looking forward to this, man, because all three of these guys have got interesting styles, you know what I mean?
But I think we're going to play a track so we can set our cameras up and everything, yeah, and then make sure you look all nice and pretty. Check your makeup in the mirror and everything, yeah, and then we'll be ready to rip. This is Food Bar Radio. We've got the open mic coming up next. Yeah.
The lucky few, we've been taught who we really are. Peace.
You know that I'm rocking the game. When I start, no stopping the rain. Stay proper for change. I stay on top of the game. I'm up late to create that flame. Stay proper for change. You know that I'm rocking the game. When I start, no stopping the rain. Stay proper for change. I stay on top of the game. I'm up late to create that flame. Stay proper for change. Stay close to the topic of race. Make a toast between a rock and a popular face. I'm amazed 24 little hours a day. Don't let the cowards with a say take your powers away. Keep your strength up, fam. Keep your guard up, fam. Even when times are hard up, fam. Keep a couple fresh eggs, eat the lard up, fam. Every cut is a story when you scarred up, fam. Know you're worth, my sis. They ain't hurt, my sis. They ain't never given birth, my sis. They ain't rise to the challenge, put in work, my sis. They ain't tried to get equality at work, my sis. They ain't cried, then grew from the dirt, my sis. They ain't survived the worst thing you can do, my sis. All I say is stay true and be you, beloved. Cause the truth, that's all you can do, beloved. You know that I'm rocking the game. When I start, no stopping the rain. Stay proper for change. I stay on top of the game. I'm up late to create that flame. Stay proper for change. You know that I'm rocking the game. When I start, no stopping the rain. Stay proper for change. I stay on top of the game. I'm up late to create that flame. Stay proper for change. Switch flows, keep my ear to the street. Keep clear of the beast. Keep my fears on a leash. I keep a real hard stare for the weak. Eat venison meat. Fight bears on the peak. It ain't fair that I'm me. I ain't scared, I'm rare, I'm prepared to be cheap. You unaware and I'm fully awake. Study the breaks, the work rate, still with the greats. The pen is a sword and I sever the cowards. Sending the flowers, a rebel with incredible powers. Take a stance in a second. We all go back to the essence with unanswered questions. I'm unraveling a sentence. My ancestors, I'm time traveling with the restless. I keep it simple and precious. My nexus is connect words till I'm breathless. You know that I'm rocking the game. When I start, no stopping the rain. Stay proper for change. I stay on top of the game. I'm up late to create that flame. Stay proper for change. You know that I'm rocking the game. When I start, no stopping the rain. Stay proper for change. I stay on top of the game. I'm up late to create that flame. Stay proper for change. You know true education is free. All day, all night, you know knowledge is key. You can live like a wasp or follow the bee. You can make that honey and honor your queen. You know true education is free. All day, all night, you know knowledge is key. You can live like a wasp or follow the bee. You can make that money and honor your queen. You know that I'm rocking the game. When I start, no stopping the rain. Stay proper for change. I stay on top of the game. I'm up late to create that flame. Stay proper for change. You know that I'm rocking the game. When I start, no stopping the rain. Stay proper for change. I stay on top of the game. I'm up late to create that flame. Stay proper for change. You know that I'm rocking the game. When I start, no stopping the rain. Stay proper for change. I stay on top of the game. I'm up late to create that flame. Stay proper for change. You know that I'm rocking the game. When I start, no stopping the rain. Stay proper for change. I stay on top of the game. I'm up late to create that flame. Stay proper for change.
I'm liking that. Nice bouncy track. That's Juggernaut, straight out of Knots, and Michael Parkinson.
Feeling
know
that, man.
Your worth. Six Bricks EP. He's also got a Beat Butcher on there. Scorsese, Tommy Nova, Capo, Vandal, Savage. It's an independent self-release and it's available from the 25th of March. So check out juggernaut.bandcamp.com. And the video is super funky fresh too. And we're about to get into this week's open mic. And in the studio we have DVG.
Yep, we got DVG, we got Cloudy, we got Nook in the building. They're going to be spitting over some E-Hill production. Let's do this, guys. You look ready?
Yes, yes.
You look ready, bro. All right, looking forward to this, man.
Yo,
DVG setting
check
it up.
1, 2, it's DVG. Let's drop it to them like this. Yo, it's verbal slaughter. Rise like Jesus walking on water. I'm trapped in these borders. I'm not an novelist. Metaphoric rhymes connect with the skies like my pen was a novelist. Strike like the ball of the Bosporus. Visions like Morpheus, poet like Orpheus. Painting portraits, fuck up your fortress. The double-edged sword swing, London connections. My words are my weapons, smoke sink like westerns. Not the Smith and Wesson in the clouds of the heavens. Enhance the cerebrum, life's like a pendulum. Swinging from light to darkness, seeking the right path. With the guidance of Polaris, fist of the North Star. Nuclear weaponry, toxic energies, enemies. Rap is my remedy, deliver high fidelity. Work zealously, different ends of the spectrum. Biogenesis connections, regardless of melanin complexion. Electromagnetic patterns from the moon to Saturn. Solar rays, atoms too deep to fathom like Wang Di's dragon. So they gave us Adam and Eve. I'm dropping science on sheep MCs. 360 degree visions. I seek equilibrium, darkness and light. The cycle of life, the beat and the mic.
Yo, it's Cloudy. They say life is just a ride, right? I've been queuing for this ride since the beginning of time, chilling inside existence in its infinite size until it was my turn. 1 December the 12th, I entered the world, red, and my memory failed. I can't recall the line for shit, cause life just filled my mind instead. Keep hands and feet inside and get excited, cause this ride we're in's amazing. What a time to be alive, and yet you waste it by getting wasted every night and then you stay in. Come explore the planet, fall in love with somebody but doesn't talk your language. Marvel at the colours, look, there's wonders all around us. Being stuck indoors, fed up and bored is nothing short of madness. Think about it, we've got lovers and fighters, zookeepers, teachers, police constables, scientists. Buy a crib in the city or set up on an island. Use your heart to choose a path and find somewhere to slide in. I'm riding because I want to be the one to choose the road I'm driving. But there are times when I can lose control. You can view the beauty because the ride is often moving slow, but just as often speeds up and leads us to confusing roads with features in a movie role. Life's an action flick for the man that's banging hammers over cash and chatting gangster shit. From a different angle it can switch to a romantic tip. Thugs cry, sunrise come right to a tragic end, but thinking back on it, all that matters is your happiness. If you acted as you wished and now you're proud of how you live, imagine if your body bag unzipped and then you sat and said I'm happy with my innings. They were magic, then congrats, because that's success. You enjoyed the ride, go and collect your photo, make some room because your child will be where you are in a while, contemplating life as he heads to meet the entity. Yo, that operates, listen, the ride.
I can see your snake hiding in the grass, but I just laugh cause I can see your bait. I see the interest, they think it's blessed, smiling in my face while they're clocking real property of mine. They can take, I came from a grimy estate, so this shit is nothing new to me. Truthfully, I'm murking these guys, filling in the space they used to be. I just carry on blazing my suit in peace, moving through as usual. Fuck you if you're analysing my muse on the street. Instinctively, I just ride, I stay consistent with my rhymes, shifting with the tide. Watch me glistening as I shine cause I'm listening to my inner instinct as I climb, thinking about the music, spitting a stinking flow that is thing in your eyes, yeah. Like a motherfucking onion does with proper tough guns and fucks with dogs, couldn't fuck with us. The feedback that we're getting from the music is proper love. Can't understand that, then expect a fucking uppercut. Some people don't know what it takes to flow with the bass, spitting bars from the heart over the break. So when people ain't real, we show what it takes. So don't try telling us like we don't know what's the case. What if this was a lyrical race? I'm coming in the head of y'all, cause I got people listening to this like it's a seminar. When I spit them lyrics, I ain't regular or anything. Adrenaline just runs through my veins. When I ain't on anything, I'm telling them I'm 10 steps ahead of them, murking them, forgetting them, moving on to the next thing. I've got shit to talk about, there's more priority over people like them, the haters, the minority. Now come on, I've been serious, do you think they really bother me? I'm the MC who murks this beat properly. There ain't no stopping me once Sarah Love starts dropping them beats. Woo! Dropping it like squatters be taking your property, cause this is real life. Now this is not monopoly, I'm talking financially and lyrically, I'm living D life.
Yo, check 1, 2, DVG, let's drop it to them like this, yes. Yo, DVG, yeah, I'm killing it like Hades. Deep flow shine like Pleiades. Seven sisters know I'm knocking out opponents with vicious blows, trying to get the upper hand, heading for the promised land. Right ascension of Meridian, I beat them black and blue like Dravidians. Lyrical combos, cannabis sativa, now my pen game's composed. Me and the mics like symmetry, bittersweet symphonies, the truth hurts. Too deep for the industry, I channel in a forts with my consorts. Plastic rap cats get trapped and conform. The birth of the new wave, Aquarius age, resurrected at the 33rd vertebrae. Yeah, I've dwelled in the depths of Agartha, heading for medulla oblongata, the mothership macabre. Vanquish the force of the devils that I harbour. Science transcendental, imposters with whips, that's rental. Keep it 100, your days are numbered. The rap game's a joke, so nowadays I'm labelled as the hope. The last day days of a dying age. I spit bars, Aryan epoch, frequency Mars. Trying to maintain my mind frame. Devils in the playground, trying to play mind games. We aim spit to kill, green energy, real therapy. I talk the peace pipe like Cherokees. Coming raw from the core, it's the rap Ballon d'Or, not on no bullshit. Warlords like Gangstar with a full clip. Snake, bearers a few, cause I sever heads like Medusa's. Targets locked via computer, the evolution of transhuman. Ones and O's, poles and holes, Satan. Yeah, the binary code, drop bombs with drones. Man, machine, hybrid, enemy, ISIS. It's a crisis, that's why I link up with those that's wisest.
Yo, we got a man like Flozy, he coming a bit late, but we can't let him not do it. Flozy, tell us what you got, man. Show us that, bro.
Flozy, enabler promotions inside. Hold tight, my is digging several up, yo. Look, yo, the corruption is there for all to see. So why every time I bring it up, they wanna boo with me? Read up on the all-seeing eye and dark sorcery. We're slowly waking up, but they're trying to make us fall asleep. I can see the demons and it tortures me. Sucking souls out of all the sheep, hoping a mind and approach cautiously. I'm here to teach you what was taught to me. They hide everything in plain sight and tell you what they're doing at the same time. My head's fucked, but my brain's fine. Lost while my soul travels space-time. Looking for a gate light, there's gonna be a great light. All I see is angels covered in snake bites, and God deciding if he should have raised life. That's why I'm trying to change minds, connect the dots and make lines. I know we're living in insane times. I'm trying to use my mind to open yours. You need to try and use your mind to open doors. I'm in the matrix and there's loads of doors, trying to figure out which one to explore. I'm deep like the oceans and the rocks that open into the core. No more silly thoughts, you know I'm real because I really talk. Every word you feel like a hidden force. Grab some kush and feel a roar. Tell me about your past and your biggest thoughts. We could all change like we did before. Fighting over colour, that's a silly war. They distract us with fear in the physical to make us forget that we're spiritual. And I know that life can be difficult, but you need to realise that this life is a miracle. And I know that life can be difficult, you need to realise that this life is a miracle.
Yo, Cloudy, Captain Hindsight, Google it.
I lie awake, contemplating the futility of life. If we're living just to die, then should I even try to be brilliant? We could end up in heaven in the sky, or buried in a cemetery, a relic from a time they'll forget when it's behind. So who gives a shit if I quit? But thinking this has fixed me to the prison in my mind that I built up with my mental through reflections. I designed it. The ending is a given, meaning everything is fine, or everything will fry when the planet turns to ashes. Pick the adjective describing your glass before you down the drink. Are you happy with the way you're living on a daily basis? If you hate it, change, cause only you can make it great. Which sounds like I'm preaching. Can I find the time to practice it? Rapping is my passion, it's the only thing that matters. But the fact is, in the saturated market, I'm a speck. That's why I get behind my desk, grinding for a tiny check. I confess, I worked at a desk in an office. Life can get the best of us. I penciled a promise to myself that I'd not in a million years be sitting in here pissed, wishing six would appear. Cause then I can clear off till the same time tomorrow, which makes mine a hollow and plain life that follows a straight line. I've got no desire to stick around, but I grind to get the pounds that can buy a ticket out.
Yo, now there's a reason why they call me the illest. It's if I was born to eat nothing but raw meat and spinach. I get more deep with lyrics than they could ever be. Ahead of me, I never see it happening, so let it be. Rest in peace, I thought I told them already. I don't just spit the facts that I know from the telly. Cause when I'm spitting my lyrics, yes, you know that I'm deadly. I'm like 10 tons of water cause my flow is so heavy. I'll be holding the bevy and a spliff in my hand. This is the plan, grab the mic. I can go as in as I can. Ain't gonna quit this shit until I live on a cloud, smoking unlimited grams off the piff. It's been from the dam. I ain't quitting this shit till I ain't able to speak. I ain't making my peace without my bars laid on this beat, or until the illest rapper is what they're labeling me. So plainly you see this game, I ain't aiming to leave. Because someone like to gas about the reason for their past, freestyling in their bars about the reasons why they're hard. But see me, man, I laugh because the reason is so poor. They are really ruthless till I take the ceiling off the yard. I spit the greasiest of bars. I'm greasy on the beats, lyrically murking. This beat is more meaningful to me cause I'm into anarchy, don't abide by the laws of gravity. So naturally you're walking on the ceiling with my feet. I'm not in this game for no maximum exposure, blowing up like pigeons eating biocarbonate of soda. I'm colder than ice in your window that's frozen over. Nobody knows you as if you was 10 generations older. I penetrate your shoulder, then amputate your sober. Try writing rhymes now that I violated that persona.
try and take me over. Stay in your place, I know that I'm rolling up on these guys and then smoking them like they're potent bud.
Oh. Yo, check 1, 2, DVG, G. Round 3. Yo, it's force fed empathy. I'm searching for remedies, junctions of energies, pain across the melody. I'm at the crossroads trying to find some balance. Light up my chakras, but I'm shaking like maracas. Penning metaphors, drained by four forms of egregores. My tongue's a double edged sword. Every day I'm praising God, not religion, not division, syncretism. I'm searching for wisdom. Look up to the heavens to see God's kingdom. Wishful thinking of facts, I'm high off the zone. Zodiac, stuck in a trap, dig deep into my soul to find my way back home. Heading for the seventh zone, peace within my dome. Life's got me spinning like we're living on a globe, but it's seventh level meditation. Mind stay elevated, medicated off the grated. The biggest debate is who's the greatest. Stuck in a matrix of mental enslavement. Elevate your mind and ascend for the heavens. Better days beckon, years of reflection. Material obsessions, confessions of many sins, demons within.
DVG, boy.
DVG.
That was the open mic right there here on the Hip Hop Show, FUBAR Radio, bitches and bitchettes. Do remember, if you want to get involved, email us hiphop@fubarradio.com. MCs, open mic, beat makers, open mic beat. That's all I got to say. Sarah, what are you saying?
Thank you so much, DVG, Nook, Cloudy, and last minute step through to the studio, Flozy. And thank you to Steele, Smith and Wesson, who was on the show, Rock Marciano. Next week on the show, we're going to be joined by Doc Brown, and we're going to have all them hip hop goodies for you. So make sure you join us Monday, 4 p.m. Up next on FUBAR is Payne and Sylvester. But you know, as usual,
we got to say goodbye to all of you, my beloved lovers out there. The only way we know how. Get down.